40. An hour of power. You can learn more in an hour of silence than you can in a year from books. There are so many moving passages that we read throughout the Gospels about Jesus' life. Moments of monumental victory and moments of desperate disappointment. And yet, some of the most touching moments for me are when Jesus unabashedly displayed his humanity. We witness one of these moments on the last night of Jesus' life. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, praying, and he asked the disciples to watch with him. He went a short distance away to pray, and when he returned, they were asleep. "Could you not stay awake with me 1 hour?" Jesus said to them. Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Jesus didn't want to be alone. How very human. He wanted company. The humanity of Jesus is a beautiful thing. I wish we got more glimpses into his humanity through the Gospels. I'd love to know what his sense of humor was like. I'd love to know what he hoped and feared. Jesus' divinity is awesome, but his humanity is just as awesome. I love churches that are full, bursting at the seams, filled with energy and enthusiasm. I love seeing a community raise the roof with fabulous music. I love seeing the grounds of a church that is buzzing with activity, people moving this way and that to attend some type of ministry, or just to spend some time in fellowship. But I also love an empty church. I love sitting there with nobody but God and me. There is something powerful about that. So many of us are afraid of silence and petrified by solitude. But we need some silence and solitude to sit with God and work out who we are, what we're here for, what matters most, and what matters least, so that we can make great decisions in our lives. We need that. This is my final challenge to you. Sometime in the next few days, find an empty church and sit with Jesus for an hour. Don't place great plans or expectations on that hour. Just sit with him for a full hour. Just be with him in the silence. It may be uncomfortable at first. That's natural. You will want to leave after a few minutes. That's natural too, because we live in a world that says we always need to be active. But being with God, prayer, is like atomic energy, a contraction that produces an expansion. We draw back from the world, contraction, so that we can live more fully in the world, expansion. God doesn't want you to live in your past. And he certainly doesn't want you living in your fears. God wants you to live in his power now. Say with me, I am the son, daughter of a great king. He is my father and my God. The world may praise me or criticize me. It matters not. He is with me, always at my side, guiding and protecting me. I do not fear, because I am his. Say it loud, say it proud, post it on your wall somewhere, and pause to be reminded each day. God wants you to live in his power. The only question is, how? People don't do anything until they get inspired. But once they are inspired, there is almost nothing they can't do. I often think about the disciples hiding in the upper room, scared to death, operating from a place of fear. But then the Holy Spirit comes, and boom, they are suddenly ready to go out and change the world. How? They got inspired. I mean, it was a lot more than that. And it was the ultimate form of inspiration. But inspiration was the difference. Inspiration is the difference. Lots of people are knowledgeable, but some move men's and women's hearts, stir their souls, and inspire them to take action. Get inspired. What inspires you? What can you do each day, each week, and each month that will keep you inspired to live in God's power? It may be time in a quiet, empty church. It may be singing in the church choir. It may be reading great books. Whatever it is, find it and cling to it. People need inspiration for their souls like they need water for their bodies. Allow God to inspire you, to fill you with His power, because He wants to send you out to inspire others. Whom are you going to inspire today?